that it's a good sign. Our eyes anxiously search passers-by, seeking a reemergence of the social worker. We've derailed her quiet Saturday morning as she decides what to do with us. With no established protocol in place, this hospital was unprepared for our unique circumstance. Further complicating matters, their full-time social worker is home for the weekend and proving difficult to reach. We assist as much as possible, providing a trail of breadcrumbs in the form of names, roles, and phone numbers. We offer the contact information for our agency representative, our Virginia-based social worker, and the local New York adoption lawyer already familiar with our case. We're hopeful she can piece these together and allow us access to the maternity ward. Just past 8 a.m., visitors are not permitted for 5 more hours. And without a clear understanding of our role in this baby's birth, that is precisely our identity at this point. Visitors. My cell phone rings and Thomas greets me on the other end of the line. He, Leah, and the baby remain in a postpartum room on a higher floor of the hospital. He tells us that they're excited to finally meet us in person. As he speaks, we hear the high-pitched quiver of a newborn's cry. Electricity surges through my body as the excitement builds. This is the first time I hear her tiny voice. We learn that our New York-based adoption lawyer is on vacation, but in her absence, she sends a social worker, Elizabeth. She will provide copies of all required legal paperwork and coordinate with hospital management and staff. Upon her introduction, Elizabeth volunteers that she's a mother of 2 adopted children. She informs us that she will meet with Leah and Thomas privately to ensure commitment to their plan. Now that the baby has been born, she will ask, outright, if they feel any degree of hesitancy. Elizabeth gently discloses that sometimes, even the most adoption-oriented biological mother reverses course after giving birth. This haphazardly stirs and reawakens the anxiety within me. Elizabeth suggests we get comfortable, and we watch as she enters an elevator, vanishing behind its doors. Seated back at our table, we have little to offer distraction. Forced to dull our emotions, we accept the very real possibility that we could find ourselves brokenhearted and driving home in a matter of minutes. Standing at the brink of elation or devastation, we are at the mercy of time. An hour later, Elizabeth approaches with a relaxed demeanor, a reassuring smile spread across her face. She raves about the young couple's maturity, stating that they are unwavering in their choice for adoption. They want the best for this baby, and Elizabeth shares that they feel a very special connection to us. The sentiment is deeply reciprocated, as Leah and I have developed a relationship with the exchange of weekly emails. My admiration for this young woman, freshly emerged from her teenage years, is massive. Finally granted access to the maternity ward, we ascend the elevator, escorted by the hospital's social worker. Russ and I are stopped at the restricted area's perimeter while she breaches it with the presentation of a badge. We restlessly watch her exchange with the head nurse, voices inaudible but mouths in rapid motion. Overtly and shamelessly, we stare at them in zealous anticipation, like sprinters crouched at the starting line, ready to bolt forward at the guns firing. Their attention is then turned to us, and we're motioned forward. Visitor badges are looped around our necks with strict guidance to wear them for the duration of our visit. With a promise to observe this rule, permission is given to meet our daughter, still in the hospital room with Leah and Thomas. We're given their room number and told they're expecting us. And without supervision, we are sent on our way. Russ and I tightly clutch hands and begin our way down the hospital corridor. I'm certain we're floating because I don't feel my feet strike the ground. Never having experienced so many emotions awakened at once, my entire body is charged and trembling. I retain a pure and unobscured understanding that mere seconds from now will be forever life-changing. As we draw closer, I'm wholly overwhelmed, and tears begin to stream down my face. We cross the threshold into Leah's room.